Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language. Everyone, welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we approach strange women in bars and ask them if they want to date our husbands.
There's something profoundly wrong with this man, isn't there?
I was calling him, this is a real Gen X throwback. Okay. I was calling him Opie, but you know who he looks like? You know who he looks like?
That's too mean to Richie Cunningham. I'm sorry.
I got it. Weird Science. Oh. Chet. Bill Paxton, Chet, the brother.
I can kind of see that. A very, very unattractive version of Bill Paxton. Because again, Bill Paxton is the dirty hot one. Bill Pullman is the one you want to do your taxes.
Hashtag never forget. We already went through this. Bill Paxton, we would bang. Bill Pullman, we would marry.
Right.
We got this.
Yes. Yes.
We got this.
I would not, however, marry or bang this guy.
No.
He's creepy as... First of all, he married somebody in high school.
Okay, we'll get there. guys, I hope by now you've listened to our single life coverage where I was real fired up over Tim.
You were real fired up over Tim, and I don't know lyrics to... Is that hip-hop? Would Milkshake be considered hip-hop? Would that be considered hip-hop? Sorry, Lola and Leslie DJ. Apologies already.
speaking of Leslie DJ, guys, I have some announcements up the top. First is Leslie DJ and I are doing the documentary Where's Wendy Williams? It was fascinating. We already recorded it. That will be out Monday. It's on Lifetime. It's 4 episodes.
Awesome. I need to watch
it. I recommend watching it. I think it's fascinating.
I don't really know anything about her other than she had a talk show.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to give too much away because I talk about the end of the episode.
I know she has some sort of medical issues now, but.
But I will tell you that it completely changed my point of view on her.
Okay.
So I recommend watching it, even if you're not super familiar with Wendy Williams, which thank God Leslie DJ was, which is why she's my pop culture correspondent.
She's the person who helps us with the things that the newfangled kids are into.
Yeah. Like everybody's recommending that we watch that Kid Nightmare, or I don't know.
Oh, the one how about we Nickelodeon? Fucked
up Nickelodeon, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I might need to pull in Leslie DJ for this because a lot of those shows happened as I was older.
The only thing I remember of Nickelodeon, honestly, is you can't do that on television and the slime.
Me too. Same.
That's it. And that's the only thing I ever
watched. Remember 15?
No.
There was a show 15 and it was like a real cheesy teen drama. It was so bad. let's talk about You Can't Do That on Television. I think I was attracted to, was there a kid named Alistair?
Maybe. I don't remember. was so freaking long
I need
ago.
To look him up. Okay, I think I was up. Attracted to him because he had a mullet. I liked mullets.
Well, you liked mullets?
Yes.
Ugh. Okay. I mean, sure. Okay. I've never been a mullet girl.
Alistair. Was he a real... Am I imagining this? Let me see. Oh, yeah. He had like the little feathered mullet. Yeah. I liked him. I liked him. Yep. Oh, there he is shirtless. I feel like I should not be looking at this because I'm like 12. But when I was his age, he was hot to me.
Okay.
Okay. I felt like he wore a leather jacket. Maybe I'm misremembering this.
I think you're conflating multiple people. I think. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me continue with the announcements. So okay. The other one is there is a survey going around because Little Miss Recap is going to be 1 year old next month.
Whoop.
So as always, I always put out, you know, survey every 6 months. So this survey's out. It's in the Facebook group. I'll link it in the show notes here. If you're a listener, I value your input. Give it to me. This is how I build content. This is how we make adjustments as needed. Okay.
Do you need me to fill out the survey?
No. Okay. And no, because we're constantly chatting branded strategy. But second of all, if you fill out the survey and you want to leave your email, I'll randomize them and I'm picking two people to receive a piece of merch of their choosing.
Cool.
So that's pretty fun. All right. Next, I wanted to say that I am covering the documentary, The Truth About Jim.
Yes.
And I'm going to be talking with Jodine Weber about that. And I'm very excited.
I think that's awesome. I think that's going to be really great.
Very excited to meet her. To meet her, to chat with her.
I know. You mentioned it to me and I was psyched, but this is going to be way better.
Guys, I really let Amanda stuff. Down. I let
that's
Amanda
okay.
down.
We're going to do other stuff.
We're going to do something else.
We're going to do that octopus thing.
The octopus thing is wild. You can imagine, I think the guy's hot and I'm into him. So
okay, I'll let
that,
you know what
course.
I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then finally, what else did I want to say? Is
the
that it?
The octopus thing.
Is that it? Maybe. I think that's it. Maybe. That's it. All right.
Okay.
Guys, leave a review. I mean, that's something.
Please. Please, please. We would love that.
Oh, I know what else I want to say. I'm currently trying. At first, we were not going to replace the single life on Patreon.
Right.
We are now going to because we're not doing Sister Wives right now.
Right.
So we are. I'm doing like a kind of a bracket system. Okay. So the first two that were up for the poll.
Yes.
Were 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, and Love During Lockup.
Okay. How Love, are we? How are we trending right now?
They are like 51-49.
Oh boy. Okay. So we have to do both, is what you're saying.
So it's gonna be real tight.
Okay.
But then I was gonna take the winner of that and put it up against something else, and I'm like, am I overthinking this?
Yes.
Amanda, please tell everyone how much I overthink everything.
Guys, you have no idea the questions she asks me. And I'm like, no. The answer to many of the things she asks me is just no.
Can I just cover everything? I just want to cover everything.
That I say we can do. You guys don't understand. She's like, can we do one more show? I'm like, we can do 12 more shows. Is that what you want to do? We can
I'm
do
like,
this all
can
day,
I get
day.
You 5 times a week?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We were trying to think last night. Somebody said overthinking in Seeking Sister Wife or 90 Day. I don't remember which. And because we watched both when we got home last night. And I was like, who was the overthinker? Who was the overthinking? It was Marion Brandan.
Oh, yes.
Her mental illness was always overthinking.
Yes. Which was code for just having... irrational jealousies.
Right. Yes. Her mental illness, actually.
Yeah.
Because she's not well. She's
not well. I know what I want to say. Guys, I hope you listened to Love is Blind with Tess.
Oh, it was so good, Amy.
I received a little bit of therapy in the middle of that episode. Did you hear it?
I did. And I would like some time with Tess myself. I'm not listening to that as I was flying home from visiting the family. Let's just say I could have used a little time with Tess too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tess is great. I really enjoy talking with her. And it's funny because we both have, like, she has a podcast with her older sister and I had one with my older sister. And we're both like, this is what happens when the reins are off and the little sibs get
you
together.
You can do what you want.
We just yap, yap, yap. You know?
No one's sitting there knocking you down.
Right. No one's trying to control us.
No.
Just kidding.
Jenny, looking at you.
All right. So let's get into these jokers, shall we?
Please. I have a lot to say about these people.
So do I, Amanda. Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with the Sherwoods. Why not?
Sure. At least we finally have some fucking clarity of what's happening here.
We have a little clarity. So Shane is vacuuming a real sad in-ground pool.
That is a really sad pool. That it house just is kind of like, sad.
Yeah, it looks everything like no looks one's really loved on it. It. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a nice-looking house, but it just looks uncared for. The pool looks just, but not like in total disrepair. It doesn't look like something that needs to be knocked down. It just kind of looks like no one's paying attention.
I agree. Like, it, he was just like sadly like womp womp vacuuming. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So Shane is meeting with his friend Rachel, who he met in a competitive beer pong. Okay.
So we do competitive axe throwing and competitive beer pong. Does he make competitiveness out of every random game?
Does he have a job?
Think he does.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he does.
And is he going to be doing, what's the thing? Okay, here we go. What is the game where you throw the set? Cornhole. That's next. Cornhole. Competitive cornhole's next.
It could very well be competitive cornhole. What's another game that people play competitively like that?
Jenga.
Oh, I don't know if that's such a thing, but I'd be into it. Mm-hmm. I feel like he could just maybe use a kickball league, dodgeball league.
I would love to play a game of kickball.
So I mentioned once, I think we were recording with Ace and Caitlin, I tried to join a kickball league, but then you realized I accidentally joined a dodgeball league.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nearly what I hoped it would be.
Was it
because
like
it was
the
an
movie?
Entirely different game.
Was it like the movie? If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball, and he starts whipping wrenches at people? No.
No. Okay. I mean, within 2 seconds, all of the women got hit with the ball, and then it was just these men like throwing these. I was like, this is violent. This isn't fun.
No. I don't like the aggro of a dodgeball. Nope. So he's skimming the pool. They sit down, they chat, and they're talking about Ashley finding someone and how they integrate into the relationship. And he says, you know, Ashley would have a romantic relationship with me, and the person and I would have a platonic relationship.
She's the hinge. She's coming the into polyamory talk, she is the hinge.
Okay.
This is not a sister-wife situation. She's poly.
So why then does this person have to have his biological child?
We're not clear on that yet. I don't know why we have
she
to
She did
do that.
Say they would have to be open to it. So maybe she just means, maybe here's what she means. If I fall in love with someone.
Okay.
And we want to have a child together. I want it to be, I want it to somehow connect.
Stay
to
in the family.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. Like, all that sperm in the family?
Right. So instead of using a sperm bank via Natalie, like Natalie.
Right.
It would have to be, you know. And then you'd have Natalie's mom come in and shame them.
Oh, absolutely. And see if we're going to get a husband out of this. I'm going to say All in the Sperm Family is the spinoff of All in the Family that no one asked for.
Mm. Yeah. Nope.
Archie,
nope.
Can you imagine Archie Bunker in the middle of all this?
Could you imagine Archie Bunker, like, trying to understand IVF?
Oh, my God. Or the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Barack Obama. Or polyamory. Or Barack Obama.
Or civil rights.
Or civil rights. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the trans movement and Archie Bunker? Oh,
no,
boy.
No, that'd be great. No. So he tells Rachel about meeting Grace and how badly it went. And Rachel's like, this is not good. This is not good.
Did not go good. I like Rachel.
Rachel's fine.
Why aren't we banging Rachel?
And she's a competitive beer pong champion.
She's competitive beer pong. She shows up in a cute bathing suit. She actually puts up with him.
Yeah, true.
I would not want Shane in my life. I'm not going to lie. I find him really annoying.
He is like she's just dull. A big blob of vanilla pudding right now. I need to know what is happening in there.
I need to know if he works, really.
I think that'll tell us
something about him.
He doesn't know why Ashley's even considering Grace because he said no.
Ugh. Okay, folks, let's go back to our coverage of Couple to Thruple. Mm. That would be couple's privilege and vetoing. Okay, not good.
By the way, are you best friends with Ramen, and when is he going to come on the show?
I haven't asked him yet.
You need to ask him.
I thought you were going to ask him.
I did, and he didn't respond, so I need you to do it.
Okay, I'll ask him. I'm a little scared.
Because he's not responding to anything sending him.
Message him on Instagram.
I did, and he said he had a big surprise for us, and then he never delivered.
Oh.
Which, are we surprised?
No, but God, I have to tell you, that was the best birthday gift I've gotten in a very long time.
Guys, I got Amanda a cameo from Spicy Ramen from Couple to Thruple. He delivered.
He understood the assignment. This was not Janelle. This was not Janelle energy at all. Mm-mm. With the camera up her nose.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope.
And 39 seconds. Mm-mm.
No.
No, this was 4 minutes of him being hot.
Yes.
And of it being really clear that he listened to us. Really clear.
And we gave we named him. Guys, if you're not in Backdoor Friends, which I don't know why you're not, go in there and pop on that cameo because
it's so great.
It's amazing. He even considered wearing a Speedo for it. I think I would have lost my mind.
Oh my God. If he'd worn the Speedo in his little shirt. Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He even consulted with Ashmel about what to wear.
He did. Ashmel knew this was happening. We are known by these people.
Yeah.
If he had just been there, though, in like his Speedo and his glasses alone. Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I can absolutely, I have a policy that I do not interact with cast members while we're talking about them. And that's just because I don't want to be jaded.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to read you for fucking filth if you deserve it. And I don't want our personal friendship to interfere with that.
I might need a glass or two of wine to do it, but I'll do it.
Now the season's over.
I'm willing to take one for the team.
You just have to ask, just be like, did Amy reach out to you about, because I did reach out to him.
Okay. I'll do it that way. Amy mentioned to me that she reached out to you and she loves. She and we would love to have you. Okay.
Yes, that would be amazing.
And Ashmal too, if he wants.
He's sharing stuff on his story about Love is Blind is casting in Detroit. Would he not be amazing on Love is Blind? We need a queer edition, first of all.
We do need
And would
queer
he
edition.
Not be perfect on that?
Oh, he'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine opening the doors in Love is Blind and there's fucking ramen.
Spicy ramen. Mm.
You'd be like, I hit the fucking jackpot here. He is so goddamn hot.
Okay, we're on a tangent. Let's get back to this. Okay.
Back we go.
So Shane says, if this person is disrespecting me, you know, I have to put my foot down here. And Ashley has to say no. So she's frustrated that Ashley, or he's frustrated Ashley hasn't dumped her yet. And he's like, she was so mean to me. She's not the right one.
She wasn't that mean.
She wasn't. She really wasn't.
She really wasn't. Mm-mm. If anything, I think he was ruder to her.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I think what she does for a living is ridiculous, but that's what she does for a living.
Yeah. Be respectful, dude.
Yeah.
It's so
particularly if it's your wife's girlfriend.
Exactly. So they're in bed together and she's, you know, rubbing her belly and laying in bed and she's very cute.
She is cute. I like her. I don't
she's
like
very
her.
Cute. Yep.
I like her particularly when her hair is really curly.
Me too.
The curly hair is good for her.
So she's like, you know what? I think I'm going to stop seeing Grace. Mm. Yeah. Cause he pressured you. But whatever.
I don't think there's any chemistry between them either.
I don't either. I actually agreed with him on that part. Yeah. Like,
they looked like buddies, not like they were romantically involved.
100%. I agreed. Yeah. And Ashley tells the camera, Shane's viewpoints matter very much to me. So together they craft a breakup text and Grace responds basically like, yes.
Yeah,
it's
about to send the same.
Yeah. So that's it. Grace is
run.
Done.
You are free. You're free from mm-hmm. these people.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, I'm going to let you pick. Where do you want to go next?
I want to do the Merrifields last.
Of course, we always can. We always can.
Let's go to the new weirdos.
Ooh, the Ryans.
The Ryans.
They might deliver. These guys have enough
happening
weird,
here?
Bizarre shit going on that they might like rival the Merrifields for fucked upness.
They might. We'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I need more to know.
I need more to know too. But there is a religious element coming into this now.
There's a religious element. Okay, let's just go through the whole thing because there's a lot here.
So this is the Ryans are from Salina, Texas.
Okay, and not Salina where Emily and Kobe are from.
Kobe. They are Justin and Becky.
Okay.
They grew up together, and she says he was hot.
Was he?
I mean, was Bill Paxton hot? Yes.
Yes.
But again, Bill this Paxton is color short version of Bill Paxton.
This is broke down Bill Paxton. Not hot.
So he pretty much makes it sound like she pursued him and forced him to marry. And I'm like, that's weird. Why is he making it sound that way? Oh, because she was 16 when they got married.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Okay.
Oh, right. My God. Watching this, I was like, wait a minute. They got married in high school. Todd and I were watching it. He's like, I don't think he's that much older than her. I'm like, that's not the point.
Now, I want to say something here.
Okay. Say something.
My parents were married when they were teenagers. My mother was 17. My father was 19. This used to happen a lot. Doesn't happen that much much anymore.
Sure.
But I think in small conservative towns, this does happen. more often than it does, you know, in other places.
Right.
So while it may seem like, whoa, to us viewing this through a 21st century lens,
which viewing this through a lens of, I don't know, 1980.
This is, it still creeps me out. I have to admit, I'm just going to come out there and say it. I'm sorry. It does.
This, it creeps me out.
Cause my girls, that's younger than my girls.
That is 6 months older than my stepson. No.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, so she's 16, he's 19. And it was, okay, let's try to figure this out. When did this happen? 25 years ago. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. Math. Amanda.
25 years ago, and it is 2024, 1999.
Okay, so, I mean, if it was happening today, it would be,
Even then, 1999, still
yeah,
a little
it wasn't great, but it
certainly
wasn't
would be
as
ick for where we
taboo.
Live. Right. It certainly would be ick for where we live. Maybe in rural, very conservative,
I
religious
live
Texas.
I
kind of
live in a rural
I know
spot.
You do, but it's still the Northeast. It's a little.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little
so
different.
So I'm not throwing huge shade, but just know that my cackles are up over this.
I'm throwing minor shade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? How much shade are you throwing? 1 to 100%. What is your shade level on this?
36.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going with like 22.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Definitely right. Under 50.
But. And I'm going to say TBD. That shade meter could go way up to like, it's almost like the nuclear bomb. Radiation.
Right.
What is it? What's the Geiger? The Geiger.
The Geiger counter. Yes.
Yeah. My Geiger counter might go fume through the roof,
like in Chernobyl, where it's like 4.6 wrenches. Not too good. Not too bad. Well, right. It only went to that because that's as high as the machine went. Sorry.
I have to tell you something really fast. Just a quick aside. When I was little, instead of phew, my parents told me that I used to say voom.
Aww.
Fume. That was it. Fume. Fume.
I love words that little kids make up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So fume. All right. So she says this was common when they were young and in their church. So yeah, I get that. Okay. And their church believed in polygamy and her dad was the pastor and he had multiple wives. So we are getting into Cody Brown territory here.
We are getting into Sister Wives territory here. Here, I'm dying to know what religion. Because my first thought was AUB.
Right.
Because I don't get an FLDS feel from them. Like, there's no Warren Jeffs situation here. It could be some offshoot of LDS, for sure.
No, Warren Jeffs is busy in Charlotte with Tim.
True.
He's trying to influence Tim, and Tim's trying to fight him off. But who knows what's going to happen there.
We got 4 more episodes to find out what happens.
So... she says she enjoyed growing up polygamous because she had multiple siblings and they themselves have 6 kids, 4 of whom are still at home. And boy, does she wish she had sister wives when the kids were little. Mm. Why didn't they?
I don't know.
Do
like,
we
why
think
are we
Bill
doing
Paxton just didn't have the game to bring it in?
I don't think Bill Paxton still has the game to bring it in. I don't think he'll ever
Isn't
have the
Bill
game
Paxton
to bring it in.
Is Bill Paxton dead or is that Bill Pullman?
Bill Paxton is dead. Bill Pullman is alive. Okay. Until so now, because we probably just killed him.
So you're saying broke down Bill Paxton still doesn't have the juice.
Does he have
I agree.
Game? Would
no.
You?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
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 Bill Paxton, yes. Broke down Bill Paxton. No. Okay.
Nope.
So Bill Paxton says he loves polygamy. And it's more than extra sex partners for him. It's a family ally. Stop trying to make this an au pair situation or something, dude. It's not. Stop.
It's a family ally. What the fuck's a family ally?
I don't know. He says he hopes that Stephanie comes back. She's their potential. And they've been dating for 9 months, and we see pics of her, but her face is blurred out, so clearly she's not in the season.
No, clearly not. She did not sign. She did not sign for that.
He says, we were dating her, we got really intimate and up close to getting married, and then boom, she peaced out.
But then she comes back, but then she pieces out. But this woman does it. Stephanie. Save Stephanie.
Broke down Bill Paxton tells us there's a stigma around polygamy, but he doesn't know why. Okay. And he says, you know, he loves Stephanie, but his dick, Amanda, just can't wait around.
His pencil he loves
Stephanie. Yeah, he loves Stephanie, but his dick can't wait around, so he needs to find another Stephanie.
That's right. Does her name have to be Stephanie?
I don't know.
So he doesn't call it the wrong name in bed.
We need to keep our Stephanie safe, I think.
Our Stephanie cannot go anywhere near
Jesus Christ.
No.
So these two throw on their Land's End outfits, and they go to an empty bar in the middle of the day, like you do. He is wearing, like, a golf shirt that you would get out of some kind of home order catalog.
Yeah. It's not a good look. Or it's like a free shirt you get with something.
Opening a checking account.
Something. Yeah.
Up here where I live, you get guns for that. But maybe where they are, you get a shirt.
Maybe. I mean, it's Texas, though. You might get guns.
Maybe you get a gun and a shirt. He doesn't drink. I did notice this.
Yes.
Yeah. She does. He
does. She does. He does not. So I'm wondering if he had a little problem with the booze back in the day. I'm wondering too.
Like, there's a large chunk of time that they know nothing about. That we know nothing about. So
there's something not right here.
He tells the camera, like, my wife Becky, she has tenacity and she is a go-getter, and I'm very shy. Like, mm-hmm.
I actually kind of like the way he talked about her. Like,
he seems scared of her in some weird
maybe
way.
That's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe what I was picking up as respect is actually fear.
Maybe. So he makes some excuse to go out to the car.
I'm going
to
go get my business cards.
Okay, Bill Paxton. Why are you going to get your business cards? You're going to approach somebody to be your fucking sister wife and you're going to give them a business card. Oh, do you need a Roto-Rooter service? Here's my card.
He owns the local exterminator business. Here, do you have termites? Also, would you want to bang me?
God damn it. So while he is gone, she Ghislaine Maxwell's this shit.
She goes right up to this woman.
She goes right up. Now, which woman did you think she was going to approach? Because I thought she was going for Blondie in the middle. Who had a real, like, I'm Stevie Nicks, I'm hungover after a concert look to her.
Those women look like they had been ridden hard and put away wet. Like, they looked
rough. Oh, my God.
Rough.
The one she picked, though,
yes,
was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Which I'm like, there's no way this woman's putting up this shit. The only reason she's going on this date is the reason you and I would go on the date, because we're nosy.
I got to see. Oh, I am going on the date. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you right now. Someone approaches me at a bar and says, would you want to date my husband? Yes.
You're going.
Yes,
you're
going. I'm going.
So she wanders over this group of women, asks, are you single and would you like to date my husband? This is cringe as fuck, I wrote.
It is.
It is real bad.
This is not how you do it. The question is, are you single? Yes. Would you like to come over and chat with us?
Yeah.
You know, like, don't go straight to, do you want to date my husband?
It's so stupid. Although there is a TV camera following her, so maybe they need to explain obvious. That.
Well, yeah. And actually, remember, she had to have signed a release. So she knew what was happening.
Correct. Although they could sign the release after, and then they just wouldn't use the footage if she did it, right?
I guess.
So this woman is stunning, and these two need to stay the fuck away from her. That's what I wrote. Like, get away, get away. So her name is Desiree, and she tells the camera, this is wild, but I could be on TV. So why not?
She is a woman of God.
She is a woman of God. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Justin comes back and he's like, okay, I have my business card. Do you need your pipes cleaned?
He'll clean her pipes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I realized it before I said it. Or as I said it.
Yes.
So he is how old?
They got married when they were 18. When he was 18. It was 25 years ago. 19. Okay, so it was 25 years ago. Oh, if it were 30 years ago, he would be...
He's 44.
No. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He's 44.
Yeah!
He's
44.
Give me a minute. Look at us.
That was fast, right?
That was fast. That's fast for you. Yes.
Okay. So he's 44. Wow. That's a hard 44.
As someone who just recently turned 51, yes, that is a hard 44.
It's a hard 44.
She looks like 42.
But there is something about him that I appreciate, because if Timmy and I were to go out and do this, okay, this is this is how we would act, because we would have no idea about apps or what to do. So we would be using dating techniques from 1997. And we would be like, hey, do you want to share a Napster account? Like, I don't know. We would just be like, we would not know what to do. So I appreciate this energy of like, here's my business card.
It's true.
Yeah, same.
I feel like though, were we in LimeWire by then? Still, we're regardless. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's going down all those apps.
I will tell you this, guys, too. If you fill out the survey that I asked you to fill out, there's an area where you could leave an AMA, like a question for Ask Me Anything. Mm-hmm. And some of you have been sending brilliant questions. Stephanie, and I are going to get together and answer them. So keep asking, because yes, there's some good ones in there. Yeah.
I cannot wait.
There are people trolling me, and I appreciate it. There's some questions that are going to enrage me, but that's awesome. Okay.
It's okay. Great.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So Desiree says, look, I'm not judging you guys, but sharing someone, don't know if I'm built for it. And that's fine. Desiree's married with two kids, or married and divorced, I'm sorry, with two kids.
She's no longer married, yes.
And Becky tells the camera, I should just walk away, but I really want to pressure this hottie. Like, we need to get her into our web.
My broke down Bill Paxton deserves a hottie like this.
Becky walks away and the women are dying laughing behind her back. Dying.
Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm.
Justin moseys on over now to say hello. And Desiree says she works for an international ministry. And he goes, do you work out? And it was very Napoleon Dynamite. Like, just like, do you work out? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I could tell. Oh God, this guy.
This guy has like the opposite of moves.
Yes, yes.
He has like
this guy would turn your vagina into a petrified rock.
Yeah, my vagina would not respond to this man.
No, not at all. Not responding. Oh.
And so, if he asked me that, I'd be like, and we're done. Goodbye.
She tells the camera he's handsome. I'm like, what? Really? Okay. Crickets now. He's talking to her and there's crickets. Real awkward silence. And then he tells the camera, we vibe pretty good together. Really, dude? You're vibing?
Is that what vibing looks like?
Oh my God. This is the archers go out to pick up somebody. I'm telling you, this is 100% what would be happening if we went out.
Would you be able to be Timmy's Ghislaine Maxwell?
I'm going to suggest to Timmy that at the Cider Place this weekend, we try to pick somebody else just to see how this would go. So
I will be sitting in the corner just watching.
They make a date for tomorrow night. And Becky says, after 25 years, we might have a date. We might have a bite. We might have a bite after 25 years.
Except we had Jessica or whatever the fuck her name was. Stephanie.
I know. It's so weird.
Did we just forget about her?
Unless Stephanie was like a friend. Like maybe she means this is a random date.
Yes.
I could see them pressuring a friend into getting real weird with them. You know what I mean?
I can too.
Now we go to the Davises.
Yes.
Okay. And we see Danielle black screen death right away. Danielle has signed a lease.
Yes.
Whoa.
This is serious. Now I wonder how long this lease is because it doesn't last long.
I don't know, but she's agreed to talk with the producer. So they get in her clown car. There's barely room. I don't know if they're filming on an iPhone. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. And her, and ever notice the more stressed out she gets, the her like septum ring starts like flaring a little bit?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And she's blinking her eyes 95 times a minute.
A lot of blinking.
She's like, I moved out because I needed time and space to figure out what I wanted to do, and I'm not ready to bring in another person. I love our family, but I'm okay in everything that I'm not okay in everything that comes with it. Okay,
breathe.
When she gets wound up, she is so much like one of my kids.
Yeah. You know?
Like, she just has teenage energy, and it's because I'm only 24. She's 24.
Baby, God.
She says she wanted her own space while she's struggling, and she starts to cry when the producers ask her if she said goodbye to Vera. And she says, I would rather do this while she's young. I don't like to leave her, but, you know, I don't know what to do.
You know what? I actually have to agree with her. If you're going to peace out, do it when do this it baby's while an young. Infant mm-hmm. versus, yeah. like, 4 years old.
As traumatize a baby. Traumatize yeah. a baby over a toddler. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll bounce back.
They'll bounce back. So she says people stay in marriages because they're used to them, and I'm too young. I'm only 24. She says,
we can just put a moniker, like a pat. I'm only 24.
I know. She's like, I didn't really say goodbye because I don't want to break up. Like, she just yells everything. And she says, if she can't perform this aspect of their life, which is dating, I should not be in the relationship.
Also, why do they have to date this minute?
That's what I don't understand. What is
unless
the rush
they just
here?
Want to be on the show?
I think that might have something
that
to do with
it. That might have something to do with it, too. I mean, I don't know. Stockholm Jen is real scary.
Well, do you think there's an element of, like, we're afraid if we take a year and let Danielle settle in, and then she doesn't want to do it anyway and leaves anyway. We've wasted a year of Nick's prime sperm.
Do you think they want more babies?
Oh,
I don't know if Nick's business suit can handle that many babies.
I would pay money to see him in a 3-piece suit at a playground with 6 kids.
Oh my God. Can we also just talk about his amulet?
Oh, I noticed the amulet. My God. So she does say she's willing to sit down and talk with them. Now we go to April, and she tells us the Davises have lured Danielle back. We got her. We got her. We got
her. She's in the house. Lock mm-hmm. the doors.
So they're having a cookout, and Nick is the grill master.
Of course he is.
Nick is the grill master because none of us females can be trusted with the open flame, right?
I, too, can't really be trusted with a grill.
Timmy burned my eyebrows off once. I told you this on a grill. Yeah. So I don't go near them. I cook on them, but he has to start them, and he has to. Okay, so yeah, I guess I can't be trusted with an open flame either.
No, I'm a good cook. I cannot grill particularly well.
You know what I've discovered? I'm hooked on cooking games. Jenny and I love Overcooked on the Switch, and I'm obsessed with Cooking Fever.
Yes,
and I realized I hate cooking in real life, yet I'm addicted to it digitally.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
I don't know what that says. Mm-hmm. It says something. I don't know what it is.
It's like I need a game where I could like make beds. You know what I mean? Yes. And do shit that I don't have to do in real life.
Right, that I don't actually want to do. Right.
So they've lured her back. They're having a cookout. Danielle tells the camera her decision to come back home came down to her love for the family. But things are awkward right now. And Nick says, you know, we're all relieved. We love Danielle very much. And losing her was painful. And I'm worried she could leave again. Or maybe she's not sincere in her desire to expand our family.
Right.
They sit down to dinner and Nick immediately brings up Danielle's escape. And he's got his Heart of the Ocean amulet on.
Jesus, he's such a weirdo.
And I think it's like onyx, right?
It is. It's quite a thing.
And Danielle says,
is it David Yurman?
Do you think he would chop a David Yurman?
No.
I think, believe it or not, I think Nick Davis is too classy for that.
Maybe.
I don't know. So Danielle says she's not at a good point with expanding their family, and she gets up and walks off. Okay, that went well. Great.
3 minutes into dinner, and she's already walking off.
They didn't do a little like no one mentioned the expande amly fay
right
at the inner day.
Can't they just like have a dinner like without talking about this constantly?
I don't know. I don't know why they're rushing it so much.
I don't either. I don't understand this at all.
All right. Now we're going over to everyone's favorite rage magnet. Mr. Bill, completely underdone.
He's so undercooked. I can't look at him now without really noticing how undercooked he is.
I have noticed, though, that, you know, I am laying off Cody for a while because of his family tragedy.
Of course. Of course.
But that rage had to go somewhere, Amanda.
And it's gone to Garrick.
It's gone to Garrick.
And that's fine.
Really is.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
I'm here for
it. Nick Davis, he's amusing to me, but he doesn't draw my rage.
Nick Davis is kind of like a caricature.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like his wives, in some weird way, have a little bit of agency and autonomy. Mm-hmm. They're in on this. Like, they want in on this.
Right.
Danielle Merrifield does not.
No. And also, again, let us never forget, Nick Davis, smartest man in the world, sits at home, thinks and feels while everyone else works.
Sure. Yes.
I aspire to that.
Yes. Yeah. So we open on Garrick saying it was a miracle. Oh, and I would like to say that I was wrong. Remember I said she got to America because they were in a kitchen? They're at the Airbnb. So yes, you were right. I was wrong.
The villa, as he called it. We rented a villa.
The villa.
Why the fuck do these people have this much money, Amy?
Because they're home builders in Colorado.
Still, I know.
Because did his family give him the money or her family? One of them gave them the money to start. So we open on Garrick saying it was a miracle. It was God's miracle that Natalia was able to be here. This IT guy bumped her up from 500 people. How much did you pay him, Garrick? How much did you pay her?
What does an IT guy have to do with any of this? Also, again, I don't think Garrick, Jesus, is that concerned about your dick. It's just not.
Yeah. Yeah.
God's got better things to worry about than Garrick Merrifield's dick.
Agree 100%.
Yeah.
So they arrive and it feels like they're self-filming. I'm not sure why. Like, it feels like the crew is not there. Now we meet Natalia. She tells the camera she's 25. She's from Rio. Mm-hmm. She says she looked at Garrick's Instagram story. Just looked. The next day, he's reaching out to her and asking to follow her. He is a fucking creep.
He's a fucking creep. Do you ever ask people if you can follow them on Instagram?
No, he's an idiot. Well, I'm thinking maybe she was private and he requested her.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So she says Danielle has also reached out and they have built a friendship. And she basically says, I asked my mom to come with me for protection.
Yes. Smart move. Very smart girl. Move. Very smart.
So Danielle tells the camera, Natalia, our new sex doll, Garrick's new sex doll, is gorgeous and a little smaller than we thought, a little more petite than we were counting on. So does this mean, like, is she still small wife and I'm big wife?
I think Danielle's now going to be extra large wife.
Oh, God. Now we get this, okay?
Meanwhile, Danielle is stunning. Jesus, I hate this.
This thing. Idiot in a confessional wearing his tank top says... She kind of has a skater vibe.
What?
Okay. Garrick says she... No, I'm sorry. Danielle first says she has a skater vibe. And then Garrick says, she reminds me of Danielle. Danielle was a little farmer in overalls, but a skater. What?
What?
Now, in the 90s, there was a period of time where denim overalls were in.
100%.
So maybe it was like, maybe she was like a skateboarder. Oh, there was like a cartoon or something of a kid who wore overalls and carried a little skateboard with him. Like, I have that image in my mind. Okay. So maybe those two things did.
Maybe they happened together.
But like, those overalls were, they were being ironic. They weren't actual like trying to be a farmer.
No.
All right. I was very confused.
I did enjoy a pair of overalls back in the day.
See, there you go.
Yeah. I did.
So she says, you know, Danielle goes, I'm glad there were no pictures of me during that time. And I am here to say today, we demand the release of those pictures.
Danielle, we got to see those.
We need to see Danielle in her overalls on her skateboard.
She's probably adorable. Sure. I think Danielle's cute.
And she's pre-Garrick.
Right. I want to see what she looked like when the light was still in her eyes before he dampened her.
So they rented a villa, and in a black tank top confessional, Garrick says, oh, now Natalia's all dressed up, and I'm so glad. Ugh. Okay. The sleeping arrangements are Mom and Natalia, thank God. Keep her there. She is your cock block. She is your body pillow. She is your fortress.
If you need to handcuff yourself to your mother, I support that. That is a smart move.
He's going to sleep with Danielle on the trip. I guess the boys are staying together.
Ugh.
Danielle goes,
boys.
No hanky-panky? And he says, no hanky-panky, unless there's a proposal and a commitment for life. I want to, I can't say what I want to do to him. Slap him in the face.
I want to set my house on fire. I want to set my house on fire.
As Sarah Colonna would say, I want to put my tits in the microwave. Like, I just can't with this guy. So Danielle tells the camera, I have a mix of emotions. Like, yes, it's scary. And she's, oh no, I'm sorry. This is Natalia. She says, I have a mix of emotions. And yes, it's scary, but Danny and the boys and Garrick have been so welcoming. Garrick, meanwhile, says he needs to hear a commitment from Natalia.
You've met her for 3 minutes.
I know.
And so again, why don't these motherfuckers invest in dueling? They have money. Why don't they hire a fucking Portuguese tutor?
Thank you. Yes.
If they have the money for fucking villa and to fly Natalia and her poor bedraggled cock-blocking mother.
Amanda, because it is her job to learn to speak English. America.
Right. Oh, yes. Learn to speak America. Sorry. Wow. Sorry. I was trying to be kind. I'm sorry.
It is her job. So
what else
now,
is she doing? Oh, wait. Now, she's a lawyer.
Gosh. Good. Maybe she can defend herself.
By the way, I want to clear something up that you mentioned to somebody. Ooh. And I've heard other people talk about this.
Okay, go.
Lawyers do apply for jobs. Firms put out ads and lawyers do apply for jobs.
You and I talked about this because you said it's not like, oh no, it was Mary Payne who said it's not like the medical thing where they're matched.
Right, you're not matched.
Okay.
Now, you may get an internship after your first, second year that may turn into a job. Which is great, but no, you apply for jobs. My ex-husband, I was with him when he went to law school, so I've gone through this process.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Here to help.
Okay. So now these yokels get dropped off on an excursion with a man calling himself the Mexican George Clooney.
And he's not.
He's not. Dare you?
Right. Also, I really want to go swim in a cenote.
I want to address something that I saw in a Facebook group that has me enraged.
Oh, okay.
Someone said...
It's not our Facebook group.
No. Okay. Someone said Garrick Merrifield reminded them of David Koresh, and I say, how dare you?
Oh, I saw that
how
too.
Dare
no.
you?
No.
David Koresh is a complicated historical figure. Who could have lured me into his cult?
Who could have gotten it with Amy? Because she had a thing for him.
Garrick Merrifield could never get me.
No.
Even this little meatball would not go with Garrick Merrifield. I would see that tank top and I would roll the other way.
Also, Garrick Merrifield could never start a cult.
Correct. Correct. He's not smart enough. I agree.
No, and he's not.
And he can't play guitar. And if he can, I don't want to see it.
Right. He's not going to start a rock band for Jesus. Right. Actually, he might start a rock band for Jesus.
So they're swimming in the jungle and we get a lot of footage with Garrick running around with his own camera. Okay. And I'm like, why would he be bringing his own camera, Amanda? Did you notice he's taking pictures of her in her bathing suit? Spank bank.
He's spank bank. Yeah, he's getting a lot of material for his spank bank.
He's literally trying to take pictures of her in her bikini and she's running away. So now we see them swimming. And oh, yeah, I would run far from this motherfucker. Natalia says, Garrick is very handsome. And he told me he was working out every day so he could please me when we got to Mexico. So he was planning on banging her.
Oh, he's combined.
This is premeditation.
This is
first degree bang. It was premeditated
banging. This is premeditated banging.
Now we see Natalia getting out of the swimming hole because there's a ton of bats. Don't blame her. I'd be there with you.
I'd peace out of that too.
And Danny's like, this sucks. It's supposed to be fun. And then she tells us when she was with Bert, they had a bond and a sisterhood. And we get a little bit of that flashback.
This sounds like it's turned into Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Tight Black Tee.
Yes. Tank Sisterhood top. Of the Traveling Tank Top.
We got there. Yeah. Natalia tells the camera, she was scared. You know, I'm scared of the bats. I hear you, girl. Now they go back to the house and Danielle rubs her thigh and asks if she's okay. I don't like that. Don't touch her.
No, I'm not comfortable with what they're doing with this woman at all.
No, Amanda, in what scenario would you ever just, to someone you've just met, reach over and rub their thigh, a woman?
I can't think of any scenario.
No, you don't do that. Don't touch people like that.
No, I can't even think of a scenario in which I would touch someone's thigh in that way other than my husband.
What if it's, I'm trying to think of who you really have the hots for. Jon Stewart.
Yes, but when am I going to be in a scenario and with Jon Stewart? When
and
I'm
he's,
gonna
plying, you, he's plying you with wine and he's talking about the West Wing.
Oh, fucking it. I'm climbing on top.
And going right for the jug.
I'm just climbing right on top and going to town. Let's be real.
Oh, this is the quality you get from Little Miss Recap. Little Miss Recap
of me sexually assaulting Jon Stewart while he talks about the West Wing. Honest to God, though, that might be my fucking Spanish fly.
See, like, there
that
you
might
go.
Be it.
There you go. So Natalia says, I feel bad that I wasn't able to enjoy it. And Garrick, sitting there in his black shorts, real high black shorts, and a tank, says, it's okay. We all have fears and emotions that we have in life. Shut the fuck up, dude. Don't say another word.
Do not try to, like, be emotional and be kind. That's not who you are. It's disgusting.
Natalia's tired, and she's like, can we go to the bedroom? And Garrick perks up like, yes.
I know, yes.
But then Danielle,
she means her and her mom.
And Danielle's kind of like, and then we see that they drop her off safely at her own room, thank God.
With her mother, yes. Again, Natalia, handcuff yourself to your mother. Yes. This is your only way to be safe.
Danielle tells the camera, I don't have a bond with Natalia, but I feel like God has set this plan in motion, but we're moving very fast. God spends a lot of time on these two.
God is very concerned about, first of all, he comes into their garage.
I know. He's hanging out in their garage. God only knows what else is happening.
Again, the idea of the UPS driver coming up and there's these two, the spirit of God in their garage.
But then Natalia has the last word here and she tells the camera she's already in love with him.
What?
Guys.
Oh my God.
All right. Next time on. Oh, Amanda, I got a voicemail.
Oh. Are people calling us about things other than Cody Brown?
I forgot I got a voicemail. Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to play it, everybody. So here we go.
Did you listen to it ahead of time?
I did not.
Okay, good.
I saw the sender. I know this sender. I'm familiar with this
number
now. So here we go.
Okay.
Well, well, well. You thought you could get away from us. It's the Manosphere, and we are back. We have been summoned by Mr. Nicholas Davis's amulet. Mr. Garrick Merrifield, sir, you are so close to closing the deal with your new Brazilian sex doll. Do not forget who is the leader in your house. Who brings the masculine, the divine masculine energy?
It's getting scary.
Jesus came to you in your garage, in the house that you built, where you keep your futon and your weight bench. You, Garrick Merrifield, are the spreader of the male DNA. Natalia wants, no, Natalia needs your DNA in her brain ASAP. We are pleased with your progress, Mr. Garrick Merrifield, but you have a little way to go. Keep going, brother, and we may invite you to join us at the end of the season.
Whoa.
To be determined. Manosphere out.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
They're getting... They're You're scaring me a little bit, Amy.
Guys, the Manosphere, if you didn't listen to our Sister Wives, they used to call in after every episode that we would watch with Cody. Yeah. But see, Nick had that amulet on and it opened the gateway.
It makes sense. It makes total sense.
It opened the portal.
I mean, obviously the Manosphere knows when we record.
Because they always leave me a voicemail.
They always leave you a very well-timed voicemail.
They do. They do. And I love how the Manosphere tends to have my affect a little bit.
A little bit. They do speak a little bit in your cadence and your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But I think that's merely to ingratiate themselves with you.
Probably. They want to put their DNA in my brain. They are
manipulating you. Not with cake, but with the Manosphere.
Yeah. So, guys, I don't know how often the Manosphere is going to show up, but it looks like they are putting Garrick Merrifield through a trial run here.
Yeah,
I mean, to see if he's going to close this deal, then maybe they'll take him in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? So next time on.
Yes.
Ashley meets a girl named Sarah.
Sarah. She's cute.
She is cute. She's
cute.
The Davises try to break Danielle down a little bit further, breaking her will.
Oh my God. Leave this girl alone.
Natalia catches Garrick on a dating app and Danielle gets in on it and it's good. He looks like, in the kitchen, like just a dumbfounded idiot.
Like a half-cooked caroler.
Like a half-cooked Mr. Bill. Oh no, Mr. Bill. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to make it into the Manosphere, if he's going to close the deal. I don't know if the Davises are going to break. Just stay tuned to Little Miss Recap. We have it all for you.
There's a lot that could happen here. It's exciting.
We're here. We're boots on the ground. We're doing the work. It's exciting.
Journalism.
It's an exciting season. So stay tuned, guys. Oh, and I did want to announce that Stephanie and I are doing the Virgin River Recap, the rewatch, and we cannot wait. Season one, episode one, it's going to start April 5th.
Okay, good, because now I need to watch that show.
Which is the day you and I are going to be in New York, seeing Reality Gaze. Backdoor friends, if any of you are going to see the Reality Gaze show in New York, let us know. We're going to be there.
We could do like a drink afterwards or something.
Yeah, backdoor drink.
Or something. Backdoor drink.
So those will drop every Friday? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know Virgin what your plan River. Is with that.
It's, guys, it's cheesy. It's wonderful. It's amazing. We love it so much.
It sounds like just easy fun that we need to have right now.
It's, you know what it is? I always say it's the Little House of today. Like it's ridiculous, but wholesome and kind of makes you feel better about the world a little bit.
Okay. I can tell with that.
But completely unrealistic as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Sure. All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Amanda, thank you for being here. If you'd like to support the show, if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, please join us on Patreon, Supercast, Apple subscriptions, where we talk about cults. We're going to do another 90-day show, like I said, or something from the Matt Sharp universe. And I'm talking about soap operas. And I'm reading my book.
And your book. So,
there we go. All right, guys, thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Take care, everyone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.